Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis.
Good evening, everybody. How are you? It is Sunday night for me recording this, at least, which is fine. You gotta record when you can, I guess. And lately, started a new gig. That's pretty cool. Got a new job. So that's a new achievement. Not a new achievement. I don't think starting new jobs are really achievements. It's a goal that I conquered. There we go. It's framing, which is cool. Which is building some houses, you know. Learning a new trade. But an existed trade that I've known for a little while. I've, on and off, you know, I've built some things and myself. I've built a handful of items, to be brutally honest. I actually have a decent little showcase of items. Yeah, I have a full-fledged gun rack. I legitimately have a full-fledged gun rack. I forgot about that. It's not finished. It's just made. The skeleton portion of it's there. But a shelf, bookcase. I made a truck once. Oh, dude, that thing's so cool. It even like drives around and stuff. And I made a trailer with it. And I carved an airboat out of it, out of pine. Carved it out. Yep, that's pretty cool. So I've done some things, man. Different things. Built an end table out of pallet wood that looks janky, but it looks so cool now because it's like, it's been tattered and abused a little bit since we've had it, since I've made it, you know, and it's been a good year. So, it's cool, you know, and, I plan to make all kinds of stuff. I would love to make a table, and you know, attempted to make a pallet bed frame. It just didn't really work out. I mean, I was afraid of the pallet thing because I wasn't able to finish it. We got our bed faster than I had the thing finished, and I was like, well, let's just throw it in there the way it is, and you know, we'll call it good. So, whatever. But we ended up like destroying it and taking it out. Built an end table, so that's cool. Out of the whole thing. So, I mean, I've done some things. You know, I've held on some houses and I've tore some houses down and shit. I've done some things. I've remodeled a little bit. So it's not like I haven't done anything in my life. You know, damn, I have at least what? So, what, 18 years old, I'm, what, 28, so that's 10 years. So, I mean, I've been working, you know, doing some summer stuff, and I've also helped around the house. Shit, I just add a little bit, 2 more years worth of experience on there, so about 10, 12 years worth of experience, to be brutally honest. Because, I mean, shit, high school, I was out on a farm. I did it once. Made $100. That was cool. Oh, the good old times. Those are the good old days, man, where you could just be like, yo, hey, you know, the farmer needs help down the road. Hey, all right, cool. What do I got to do? All right, you got to be at the baler or you got to drive tractor or something like that. One of the two. All right, cool. I got to drive tractor. So that was pretty cool. That was my first time actually ever. I totally completely just like bullshitted my way into it and was like, yep, I know what I'm doing. No idea what I was doing. But it was cool. It was an awesome experience. It's something I'll never forget. You know what I mean? It's a skill and a trade that I learned. Yeah, I definitely learned a lot that day. A lot about myself. Don't let your cockiness get ahead of you. Keep it in check. Stay humble. Always remember that. Not that I fucked up or something like that. I mean, it's all good. Oh, man, good times, man. Good times, those days. Those were really young days. God, I was in high school, man. I tell you what. But, yeah, gosh, time flies, man. It's been, what, 10 years now? Wow, that's crazy. 10 years, 28. 10 years since 18. You know, that's nuts. That's what I graduate in another, what, where it's a 9-year reunion right now. So it's 10 years, 10 years. 10-year reunion next year, I think. I think, or the next year after that, I think. Wait, no, yeah, 2023 is the reunion. 10-year dummy. Why am I? Yeah, so that'd be next year. Because it's already 2022. Haha, because it's January. Ah, you know, listen. It's whatever. So here we are. So this past week has been pretty decent, you know. Started it off pretty crappy, you know, no job, no nothing, and then got a phone call, said, hey, hello. You know, I took my step out, I did the thing. Somebody gave me a phone number, I referred me, and I says, hey, I'll take it out. And I'll be brutally honest with me and you and everybody else here. I was extremely hesitant on doing it. I didn't really know. It wasn't like I know I could or couldn't do it. It was more or less just if I really wanted to put the effort in. And I had to really think about things, you know what I mean? So it did take a minute, but eventually I ended up doing it. And that phone call was a great phone call. Simple, easy. Got hired spot on right there on the phone call. That was cool. Went to work the next morning. Oh, dude, there's just some people, news people, doing a newscast over there right here on M24 in Oxford. That was cool. Camera with all kinds of stuff, and she had a microphone and everything. Probably amateur hour, who knows? I don't know. What was I talking about? God, people that low ride their trucks. Listen, we got beef. You guys, listen. All right, I can't say much. I haven't been able to do any kind of changing of performance of my vehicles ever. I've always just repaired them. But I just, you guys are just different. How can you low ride a truck? Like, if you want to low ride a truck, get like an SUV or like a mid-sized compact SUV or something like that. You know what I mean? Like a little one, like an old RAV4, something like that. I love Toyota. Toyota, that's where it's at, man. You know? Like, for real, that's just where it's at. Toyota. Dude, there's these. So I'm driving past this place, right? And they have the craziest vehicles out front. They have some Land Cruisers, man. And I'm talking like the nice Land Cruisers. Like, these things are nice. Like, 1970s, like, old ones. Oh, my gosh. There's so many of them just sitting there. They look so pretty. Oh, I love those things. Those vehicles, like the Safari ones, God, they look so nice. They really do. There's a couple of them that are, like, I think there's a red one that has a nice roof rack on it. It's really cool. Yeah. I like vehicles. I like cars and trucks and stuff. I do. But God, why would you lowride a truck, man? It just looks goofy. Like, I feel like they just defeated the entire purpose of a truck. I mean, granted, there's some idiots out there that do some crazy-ass lifts and stuff. Listen, some people, you get too crazy out there and extravagant with your lifts that on your like, normal truck. Like, your daily truck, and you're just like, I got a 10-inch lift with 50-inch fucking wheels. Yeah, mud bucket, truck, yeah, fucking, what is this, yee-yee hour? No. You look like an imbecile. Everyone's laughing at you. Except for the idiots that are with you that are driving around them stupid, obnoxious trucks. You might say I'm jealous, but I'm not. I might sound jealous because I'm making fun of people, but I'm not making fun of people. I'm just saying, you guys got some weird freaking shit you're into. Alright? That's all I have to say about that. Thank you very... Oh, I can't... Alright, whatever. I want to put a lift kit on my Chevy Cruze. But listen! Listen! Before you get mad, it's a 6-speed, okay? So it's kind of cool. You know, it's a little 6-speed Manny. And, you know, putting a little lift kit on this thing would actually help in the wintertime, definitely. You know, it'll give it a little bit more clearance on the ground. I'm only talking, like, 3 inches. Like, not even. Like, I just want, like, a 2-3-inch lift, and then we're going to put some all-terrains on it. And you can do that. And listen, I've seen some all-terrains on a Chevy Cruze. And this is the first-gen Cruzes. This is a 2013. Listen, I'm telling you right now, Google... Facebook has a couple different pages that I'm on, but if you really want to check out one of these cars that have like all-terrain wheels on them, they look nice. Like, it looks good. Like, it's scary how cool it looks, and you're like, oh wow, that actually like accents the car very nice. And these stock headlights that they do and the taillight assemblies that they have are just absurd. Like, come on, Chevy, GM, General Motors. General Motors! What do you have? Frickin' just... God, come on. Like, you guys made a car of crap. Like, you really did. But you could have done so much more with it, honestly. Like, just alone with the cosmetics alone, the insides are not the greatest. Like, the whole radio thing is just weird. That's just, GM has some weird radio setups, man. You guys are weird with your stuff. I'm not gonna lie. So, like I said, the headlight assemblies are like a teardrop thing where it kind of goes up the fender, right? So it teardrops back. You could have done some like dope ass LEDs in there, but no, we gotta resort to buy $250-$280 freaking aftermarkets to make the car actually look cool, because it looks okay. And then like, if you just got rid of those weird little circle brake lights and did like some like lined ones, like a like the BMWs or like a Lexus. Like a Lexus SUV, you know, some like barred ones off the side that kind of angled a little bit meaner. I'm telling you right now, those look nice. Or you do like that, like an LED lines and stuff through there, match it all across. Like, it would look so much better if you did that. Plus, you got running lights on there. If you got the RS, and then you got the, oh, yeah, I have the RS. So, I mean, that's even cooler. But, not a bad little car. Gets good gas mileage, to be brutally honest. The only thing is that's a turbo, and it literally has like, it don't even have 150 horsepower. It's so rough, you know. But hey, it's a good car so far. It's been nice. Their motors blow at like 80 thou though. It's rough. So this one has a motor replaced, and I've hit that, like, mark where I think I'm past it now. Like, where the motor was... Where this motor shot, almost. I feel like... It's whatever. But that's just because I'm, like, weird, where I'm, like, looking at all the numbers, and then I'm like, oh, God, everyone's freaking... But I'm looking on, like, the forums. Auto forums. You know, mechanic forums. I do a little research every once in a while. I do just as much as research maybe as the person on the left or right of me. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I do more or less. I don't know. But I do my research and I judge it, and then I go, alright. Maybe out of experience or what I've heard from other people and I've seen in person, maybe I'm just like, no. Because I've worked in the collision industry too. So, I mean, I've been in there, and I've been the teardown guy too. Like, I've tore them things down before. I've worked on them. I've done oil changes with them and brake changes and stuff like that. I've done brakes on mine. I've done all kinds of stuff on mine. You know, so I've worked on these things. And working on the motor is actually not that bad, to be honest, because even for being like the, like this, these future stupid bullshit engines that they have, why can't we just go back to those old straight 4, straight 6, straight 8s, you know, nice freaking straight right there, motor right down, straight back. There's no like weird sideways looking crap or the transmission all, like, no, just, can we just go back to normal motors? Like the normal fucking badass 3 fucking come on. Why do we gotta have these weird, complicated things? Especially, so have you ever seen the motor inside the freaking Ford Bronco, the new one? Oh my god. What absurdity is that? There's like two turbos on it, but they're like in the bottom of the engine, like in the engine compartment, like where engine mounts would be. There's like a turbos there, and you're like, what the fuck? And it's all like hoses and tubes and shit. It don't even look good. Like, it's rough. Why do they gotta do that? Why do they gotta do that to people? And I heard once that it was a Jaguar motor from the 1980s. If that's true, come on, Ford. I don't know. Man, probably watch. I'm gonna get an email from one of these people, like their lawyers or some shit. You've been talking too much smack, and we're gonna put you to the ground. Da-da-da-da-da. That's whatever. I have a voice. I can do what I want. Not really. I mean, I can, but I don't have to. I mean, it's just me talking. It's me expressing my views. It's literally what this is. This is the rant. This is the rant sesh. This is a long time, man. This is a good, what, we're 16 minutes into this? This is where it's at. Welcome to my mind, man. You know? And I just wanted to really honestly, I needed to get this in here, you know? I needed to get an episode in. You know, I needed to come out to you guys, needed to say hello, I'm doing okay, I'm doing all right, you know, struggling a little bit, and that's all right, you know, that's why I do say, you know, hey, if you want to support the podcast, you know, that does help, and it does go a long way, it goes more ways than you know what I mean? It helps with me, it helps with the show, it helps with all kinds of stuff, you know, it lets me know that, hey, you guys support the show, you know, and it had to shit. You support it, you know what? You know what? That I don't know. Oh. It's been a long snowy day today. For real. We got like, we didn't get a lot of snow, but it just was like, well, actually not the whole day. It like kind of stopped halfway through the day, but it was like snowing for a decent while. There's some big flakes the other day and everything. Whew. Oh, so there's this listen, there's this show. Okay, I don't do a lot of TV watching. I have a little lately, with a little bit more time on my hands. I have watched a couple episodes of shows here and there. But we're down to no internet, so, you know, we got the old Xbox running with, you know, DVDs. The old classic days. Well, we had this one that we just, there's never been opened, and we never watched it. Well, I've seen it before, like, when it first came out on, you know, the TV. And it's called Person of Interest. And it's a really cool, really cool concept to the show. And just a concept in general. Like, this guy creates this system, this machine, after 9/11 to check. And this is kind of runs off of history. This kind of runs off of what the motherfuckers did, man. He makes a machine, right? So he makes a computer program, an AI, that watches everything and everyone, and it determines if you're a relevant or non-relevant threat. So, like, if you were gonna be mugged today by gangsters because you loan sharked and you missed payments, and then they're gonna kill you. Like, if that shit was happening, then these guys would be, like, notified and they'd come and save your ass. That's so freaking cool, right? And then there's the relevant list that goes for terrorism and shit. That's kind of really cool, too. Well, the whole show is all about this thing, and then there's a whole, like, war to, like, gain control, and then, machine gets a virus. It's insane, man. And it was all kind of, like, staged. The whole fucking thing was, like, all just a stage. It was all a thing. It's just crazy. Listen, I might have just kind of given it away, but hey, it's whatever. Listen, I never finished off with that talk with the... Ouch, that's a speed bump there. With the talk of the aliens, all right? Listen, I'm telling you right now, if we fucking go to, like, not war, but if we end up... Listen, you guys have seen the show... And probably read the books, maybe, or just neither, or you have both, or done one or the other, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The Hunger Games, right? Now watch, we're going to get to that. If you've ever seen Man in the High Castle on Amazon Prime, if you've ever seen that, that one is very probable. Well, not very probable, but the idea of that and the concept of the split, divided country... ruled by two different communist side parties, like, you know, one was Adolf Hitler's side, and then the other side of the country was Japan's side, because we technically lost World War II, which is insane. But this was his whole show about it, but there was, like, a truth that was, like, actually hidden, that we actually didn't win the war. So I don't know, I never actually finished it. I lost out of it, but yeah, these things, like, just, oh, they're just a little too, like, real. You know what I mean? I don't know. Look some of these things up. They're kind of crazy, you know? So listen, I'm going to have to end it here. Listen, and we'll get on to the aliens, trust me. I got a good episode idea coming up through here, so in the ranks, in the works right here, all right? So just be patient with me, people, and I apologize that I haven't been able to really do daily, even though I really just can do like 30 seconds of recording. It doesn't have to be, you know, 22 minutes worth, but here I am. This is the rant sesh, so it's whatever. This is me. Welcome. All right, everybody, listen, depending on when you are listening to this, you have a good morning, good evening, or in my case right now, you have a good night. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.